Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio. I hope that you guys can hear me very well. I do see that I have a few callers in the queue. Caller queue is lit. I like that. Great. This episode, I'm Keith, by the way. I'm your host, Haru. And today I decided to do one of my first segments in the series that I'm going to entitle, you know, Ask Haru. And that is pretty much a series. A lot of you guys have questions for me. I'm an oracle, I'm a reader, and I'm very intuitive on a lot of things. So a lot of you guys always ask me questions, you know, on Facebook and, you know, inboxing me and sending me messages everything. So I decided to do this segment. So this is kind of random as far as I'm starting the segment, but I definitely wanted to open the phone lines and just, you know, for you guys to ask me here, right? So that's what I'm going to be doing. Anytime you guys have a question, I'm going to, you know, be doing these segments and I'm going to ask you here. Or you can always book a session with me privately. My website is www.enhancingawareness.net. And you can see all the different services that I offer. And, yeah, so what I had set up for you guys, I didn't know that the caller queue was going to be this many people. But I had it set up to where I was going to, you know, just some questions that you guys pretty much needed answers on. I was going to pretty much tell you about, you know, like energy vampires. That's one topic, you know, how a lot of empaths are wondering, like, you know, the energy vampires are sucking their energy. And, you know, that you guys wondering, okay, how do I deal with that, you know? And then a lot of people wanting to know different, like, how do I balance things in my life? You know, just pretty much very key questions. I was going to teach on those topics, but I'm just going to go ahead and go to the callers first. So guys, if any of you guys are listening to the show and you want to call in, the call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. And be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and just hop right in, guys. So I'm going to take my first caller. All right, so area code 631-909, you're speaking to Haru. You got a question for me?
Yes, I wanted to ask about my love life.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't have one. And I'd like to have one.
Okay, so your love life, you know, okay, so tell me about your history as far as your love life is concerned. Like, how did it look before? Give me a little background, if you don't mind.
Well, I've dated before. I haven't had a long-term relationship in a long time. I'm looking for someone to date, get to know, have a nice, loving relationship, and get married.
Okay, awesome, great. So what is your exact question? Just
when do you see me meeting my...
When do you see me
meeting my significant other?
Okay, well, here's the thing. As far as the setup, as far as my oracle sessions go, you know, I don't predict the future. You know, I'm not that type of reader, so I can't tell you exactly when. But what I can tell you is that what I see and what I pull for you, and then what you can do is you can pretty much do the work that you have to do internally in order to attract that to you. How's that sound?
I have already.
You have already? Okay, tell me about that. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, guys. So let me be clear with you guys. You know, when you ask me a question, you know, I am not here to tell you guys, predict you guys' future. You know what I'm saying? If you have real life questions, not that that wasn't a real life question, but, you know, I don't predict the future, okay? So that's just not the type of reader I am. So, guys, you know, if you you have to be willing to be in tune with your internal self. So if you guys are not ready to go inside and, you know, pretty much figure out the things within yourself in order to attract certain things and do your work, you might as well hang up now. So as I get to the callers, I just want to make that clear before I bring you on, okay? All right, so area code 484-300, you got a question?
Yes, hello. I had a question regarding my love life or my future. I don't know if you're answering those kind of questions or not.
Well, go ahead with the question and I'll let you know.
I'm really confused here what's going to go on. I have two past relationships, and I feel like, because I'm very intuitive myself, I feel like one of them is going to be resurfacing back into my life, and I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I was involved with two different females. One was Desiree, the other one was Michelle. Michelle and me broke it off about 2 weeks ago, and me and Desiree broke it off about back in April of this past year. But I've known Desiree for 40 years. I went to school with her, and so I don't know which one is going to resurface, because neither one of them wanted me to leave. I left both of them.
Okay, great. Great. So let me ask you this. Which one are you most spiritually connected with?
Well, to be honest, I really didn't want to leave Desiree, but there was some, first of all, there was a cheating situation. There was slight aggressive behavior that I didn't like, so I cut that off. And I wasn't even looking for Michelle. She popped into my life in July. I really got very deep and spiritual with Michelle because I'm a medium, and her little girl died 10 years ago in a fatal car accident. And her little girl actually came to me and said, I want someone nice for my mom. And so I kind of was really trying to make things work with Michelle due to the fact that the little girl spirit and that chose me. But unfortunately, Michelle decided to also cheat and go with a man and put it on Facebook. And when I confronted her about it, she's like, oh, it's just a joke. No, it's not a joke. She's involved with a man. So I had to remove myself from that situation 2 weeks ago. And she became aggressive too, just like Desiree, and flipping out. And I just was like, all right. But I feel like one of these are going to come back. I feel right. that in my gut, and I don't know which one, because they're both strong energies, mm-hmm. and I feel like both of it is unfinished business with both of them. But I can't, you know, I'm not running after nobody. I don't run after nobody, but I feel like one of them is going to research. I don't know if Michelle figures out, whoops, I screwed up here, I better, you know, go back and get her back, or I really don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, what I do see here is it looks from the cards, you know, it looks like Desiree. But the thing about that is that because you pulled the Hermit upright. So, you know, the thing about it is that as far as your spiritual is concerned, because these cards are spiritual. So as far as your spiritual, now you said that you don't chase anyone and you're not running after anyone, but reading encourages you to put in the effort. You know what I mean? But not only just for yourself, but both parties have to be putting in the effort in order to make this connection
right.
work, in order for it to go
right.
stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So from the card that I pulled, and just, you know, knowing what the Hermit represents, it looks like the older, wiser partner, which is Desiree. If I'm not, am I correct? She's the older partner that you've been with. Not older as
yes.
in age, but, you know, the one that you have the most longevity with, if I may say.
Right? Yes, but my concern here is Michelle's deceased daughter coming forward. I feel like Michelle was placed in my life for a reason. Like I didn't go looking for her. I didn't even
right.
listen, after I was done with Desiree, I didn't want nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to tell Michelle that and hurt her feelings. But
right.
I don't know what's going to go on. I know that went on Michelle's Facebook page today, and she has a post that she wants to move far, far away because she doesn't like anybody. So apparently things ain't going like she thought they were going to go, you know. So I don't know what she's going to do.
Okay. Well, you know, have you ever heard the concept of allowing? Right?
Yeah.
Just kind of allowing and being with the flow. So, like, I would suggest to kind of let go of figuring it out, or, you know, being that you don't know how it's going to go. You know what I mean? And just allow it to, just allow it to flourish. If you don't mind me asking you, how is your relationship with you and Desiree as of now?
Very bad. Like, when we broke it off, she was threatening me to do harm and stuff like that. Well, so was Michelle too. Both of them got very violent and very aggressive, verbally. They didn't act on anything as of yet, but, I didn't like neither one of what they were saying when I wanted to leave the situation.
Okay. Well, the other card that I pulled as far as your internal is concerned is Mawu Nurturing. And what this is about seeds of intention. It's about, you know, just kind of planting the seeds of what it is that you desire to manifest. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly, like, who you deeply desire to be with at this point. It sounds like Michelle. Right.
Yeah, Michelle was the recent one, and I was with her for 5 months.
Okay.
But you know, I can't stay in a situation with neither one of them if they want to do stuff behind my back. They don't want to be honest. They want to, and then when they get caught, they get real nasty and ugly. You know what I mean? Like.
Sure. Of course. Well, I mean, have you ever just thought about, hey, I mean, what if you just need to move on from both of them right now? You know?
Right. Well, I feel like one of them's coming back. That's why I'm just calling. That's my gut feeling.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't want to be bothered at all from any. I mean, I need a total break, but I'm just letting you know what my gut feeling is, you know.
I totally get it. And one of them may come back. But from the card you pulled, you know, it said the older wise partner, which is Desiree, right, in your case.
Okay.
So that's what you're reading. Yeah, that's what your reading said. I'm going to leave you with is pretty much just planting the seeds of intention and what your heart truly desires. I would focus on that. More than anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just want a healthy relationship. That's the bottom line. I don't want lying, cheating, you know, violence, aggression, none of that.
Right. Well, they may not be the ones for you in this moment because it's your deepest part desires is to have a healthy relationship, and going backwards, that, you know, what they were projecting did not serve you.
Right.
So I'm going to leave you with, you know, planting the seeds of intention in which your heart truly desires is going to attract to you the relationship that you need. Make sense?
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, you too. All right, guys. Thank you guys for calling in, too. Just to let you know, guys, I am using an Oracle deck, and I'm also using my Tarot deck as well. To answer you guys' questions, you guys are entitled to ask one question. And we're going to go ahead and get to the other callers. So, area code 505702. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Kevin, and I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, hey, Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good, and how are you?
Doing great. Okay, you had a question?
Yes. So I recently graduated with my associates in ophthalmology, and I've been, you know, submitting my resumes and going to interviews for hopefully to start my career in the eye field. But I'm kind of like, I guess I haven't been getting any callbacks, and then the people I do call back are saying they're looking for some for more experience. And obviously, you know, just graduating, you're trying to build that experience.
But right.
I'm just wondering, is there like some type of block I have, or is there like something better that's coming that is just like not allowing me to work? It's kind of like driving me insane. So,
Well, here's the thing, Kevin, is that, you know, when we go to school and get the degrees that we get, a lot of times, you know, it's going to, when we start to branch out and we want to work in our field so bad, you know, that's like the hardest part. You know what I mean? So, you know, the biggest setup, you know, an illusion is that, you know, you're going to graduate this degree and you're going to get this, you know, job that's in your degree. You know what I mean? And it really doesn't always happen that way. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I would ask, you know, have you asked, so if this is what you truly want to do in life, this is what you're in sync with it, you're this is just what you want to do. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's no doubt about it. Okay, so pretty much, have you ever thought about kind of starting your own thing, like kind of starting your own business or kind of creating, you know what I mean, something that you could, kind of a way for you to go?
I'm not an eye doctor yet, but it's kind of like a working alongside the eye doctor as like an assistant of some sort, you can say. So I can't really start my own practice, if you will. But, you know,
okay,
I'm still working,
yeah,
to becoming that level. But, you know, obviously I have friends who graduated along with me. They already started their careers. So I'm just wondering, like, well, you know, like, if they can find a job,
yeah,
like, pretty quickly, I'm just...
Do you ever talk to them? Do you ever kind of study and talk to them pretty much like how did they do it? Like what did they do in order to start their careers? Like what are they doing differently? Have you done your research?
Yeah, so like when they go for their interviews, that they've gone for the interviews and they give me like their interview questions. And then we've done the little like role playing of them being the interviewee, meaning like being interviewed by them. So I've, you know, built my... I guess kind of like interview skills to, you know, kind of like be situated of what questions are potentially going to come and ask me. So yeah, I feel I'm pretty, you know, adequate on what questions is going to be asked and like how to present myself, if you will, towards the employers.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's funny because you pulled the same card as the previous caller. And that was my learning, and it's about, you know, seeds of intention. Pretty much it reminds you that authentic creativity is going to be your way to enlightenment. Now is the time for prosperity. So it goes back to what I was saying as far as creation. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to, and I know you have your skills, you know, as far as the interview, create, you know what I mean? But just kind of being creative, kind of doing something different, trying different tactics. You know what I mean? Just, you know, you ever thought about kind of volunteering, you know, at iPlace? You know, I mean, just, and I'm just saying, I'm just throwing something out there. But, you know, creativity and trying different tactics could also help. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've also applied for one job to be like a intern, like a non-paid intern. But even there, it was kind of ridiculous of like what the requirements were. Like, yeah, just
okay. So, did you only try that once?
For internship, yes. For regular paying jobs, I've done about like five other jobs. I applied
okay,
to five
well,
other jobs.
Okay, well, I mean, keep trying. You know what I'm saying? Keep trying, keep because you know you may hit 50 walls before that one grand opportunity will present itself to you. So I'm going to encourage you to not give up, and I'm going to encourage you to keep trying, and I'm going to encourage you to be creative in your tactics.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. going to go ahead and go to the next caller. Area code 770-882. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hello. I had a question. There's
Can I have your name and where you're calling from? I'm sorry.
My name is Shanika. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay.
All
right, go ahead.
This is a woman I work with. Her name is Peaches. And I was wanting to know if she likes me.
In a romantic sense?
Yes.
All right, so if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about, like, what's going on. Give me a little background on what makes you think she does.
She comes in my work area a lot, asks me a lot of questions. Sometimes I feel like she brushes her breath up against me.
Okay.
So,
okay,
I don't
so
think it's
by
mistake.
Said.
I don't know.
Okay, what you're saying is that, you know, she probably done this. It's just obvious, you know what I mean? That she kind of, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, let me ask you this. Do you like her?
I have a friend. She's cool to talk with. Yeah, she knows how to hold a good conversation.
Okay. So pretty much to answer your question, yes. But, you know, what I would encourage you to get clear on the type of relationship, you know what I mean, that she, you know, is trying to pursue. Because what I got here was pretty much on both ends was like love. You know what I mean? So this is like, you know, she could be, you know, attempting just to, she's attracted to like your energy for the most part, right?
Okay.
So she, so she's infatuated, you know what I mean, with your energy. It's something about you. She just wants to know more. She wants to get you more. I mean, she wants to get to know you more. But what you're going to have to get clear on, is it on a romantic level or is it on a, you know, kind of like a best friend type level? You know what I mean? So I would encourage you to kind of get more familiar with what her intentions may be, you know, start to ask questions or, you know, kind of get more, kind of get deeper with her. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't have to be on a romantic, you know what I mean? So, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks and peace and love. And
Thank you.
Good luck. You're welcome. All right, guys. Thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate all the callers who called in. I will be more, I'm going to be doing more of these particular segments. And but I need to kind of re-clarify my description on the type of reading that I'm going to be doing. So, all right, so guys, I'm going to go back to what I was telling you guys at the beginning of the show, where I was going to be kind of sharing with you guys as far as, you know, some key questions that I always get, you know, and one of them, being an oracle, you know, one of them is energy vampires, right? So what is the energy vampire? An energy vampire is pretty much someone who is like a energy leecher, you know, where they kind of suck. You ever been around somebody to where they always suck your energy and they always drain you dry, you know? And I mean, they're just, they're negative Nancy, and, you know, it's just, you just, they just, they don't serve you. You know, it's just total negativity. They always calling you with drama, you know, and after, you know, you talk to them, it leaves you drained, you know. So those are what we call energy vampires. Now, I pulled a YouTube video for you guys with, if you guys don't know Ralph Smart, Ralph Smart is a wonderful teacher. He's a great teacher. on the topic of energy vampires. It could be someone in your family. It could be your best friend. You know what I mean? But Ralph breaks it down really, really good for you guys. So I'm going to start out with the topic of energy vampires, and I'm going to be taking my notes. On Thursdays, we do what we call Enhancing Awareness Classroom, and we get more deeper into the discussion. But you know, being that the calls were short, I'm just going to go ahead and kind of do my enhancing awareness classroom type setup. So we're going to go ahead and delve into the topic of energy vampires. And this is a YouTube by Ralph Smart. You can follow him on YouTube at Infinite Waters. And he has an array of many different topics. I see you still listening, Shanika. And what I'm going to be teaching on, the two things I'm going to be teaching on today, you could probably use them also in your life, you know what I mean, to, you know, outside of the topic of love and relationships, you know what I mean, energy vampires is definitely another topic that, you know, you just should know about. So I hope that you enjoy. I see you're still hanging on. And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play this YouTube, and I'm going to take my notes, and we're going to come back and discuss. So, yeah, guys, enjoy. This is Infinite Waters, Ralph Smart, and this is Energy Vampires.
Peace. Infinite Waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. We've got the birds up there. Gorgeous day today. 10 secret ways to crush an energy vampire. We're about to dive real deep, deep divers. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So I got a question that came in from someone asking how to deal with energy vampires. This person keeps bumping into energy vampires and they don't know what to do right now. It's gotten beyond the joke right now. So an energy vampire is someone who drains your energy, sometimes without you even knowing. So an energy vampire would be like this. They're here, they would creep up on you like this, and you would be like here, just minding your own business as you do, and all of a sudden you'll be like, where did my energy just go? And they'll be like, here, I took it. And you'll be like, here, where did my energy just go? We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Deal with energy vampires. Sometimes we're around people and they drain our energy. So how do I protect myself? The first secret way to crush an energy vampire is to blind them with your light. Ah, that's it. It's that simple. Ah, blind them with your light. So do you remember Count Dracula? Vampires only come out at night. They can't handle sunlight. They don't come out during the day. So blind them with your light. Slow motion this side. Now that's a metaphor. Sometimes we are around friends, even family, and we tell them our dreams and they just laugh. That's never going to happen. That is a subtle form of energy vampirism, because now it's like you feel a bit drained after being around them, right? Shine even brighter. I'm here to tell you that's what you got to do. Blind energy vampires with your light. Forget about the people who don't believe in your dream. Focus on the people who actually do. And shine even brighter until they're like, oh my gosh, and have no choice but to duck down. Too much light, baby, too much light. They are now nowhere to be seen. Did you see one? No. What is the second secret way to crush an energy vampire. Now, let's be honest, we all have been energy vampires sometimes without even knowing. Do you talk a lot sometimes when you're around people but forget to listen? You're just mouthing off and they're just listening to what you have to say. They can't even get a word in. Yes. What I've realized along my journey is that sometimes that is what energy vampires do. They cramp your style. They invade your space. Sometimes they just talk and talk and talk, and they never allow you to talk because you don't matter. So when we're finished talking with them, we're like, where did my energy just go? But that was their plan all along, right? So learn to say no when you want to say no, and learn to say yes when you want to say yes, and learn to say bye when you want to leave that conversation. And talk when you really want to talk. When you create healthy, energetic boundaries, now you start protecting yourself against energy vampires. Because now you realize this secret, that energy vampires can only live off the energy you give them. But more so, energy vampires can only live off the attention that you give them. Slow motion this side. So if there is someone in your life who, whenever they come around you, you just feel awfully tired and drained and exasperated, well, you've got to ask yourself, maybe, what am I doing here, first of all? And then say to yourself, why don't I limit my time with them? I don't have to be around them 24/7 if I feel my energy is getting drained. So when you begin to limit your time around certain people who you feel are draining your energy, then energy vampires are nowhere to be seen, because now you are now surrounding yourself with people who raise you higher, who you feel elevated around. You get more energy from them and they get more energy from you. It's a mutual exchange of harmonious energy, baby. What is the third secret way to crush an energy vampire? 7-day vegan challenge. Shout out to everybody on Snapchat who has been sending me what they are eating, getting inspired by the 7-day vegan challenge. Got some mangoes, papaya, avocados, right? I shared a strawberry banana smoothie, and you also shared one. Great. Now, energy vampires don't only appear in the form of people. Oh no, they also appear in the form of foods. Have you ever eaten something and just felt immediately drained? You're like, oh my gosh, where did my energy just go? Right? That's a form of subtle energy vampirism. Sometimes we are eating refined white sugar, table salt, all of these foods which are known to cause cancer. They're not doing anything for us. And in fact, they are robbing our healthy cells of the energy. So that is a form of energy vampirism. Slow motion this side. Now, I've been a vegan for over 13 years, and I've realized that eating a plant-based diet, when you are eating foods with live enzymes, you now get so much back from the foods. You don't feel your energy being zapped out of you. Instead, you feel more energy coming back to you. So you feel so charged up. So it even starts with the kinds of foods we are eating. You are what you eat. Once you are eating right, once you are eating to live, energy vampires, Nowhere in sight. What is the fourth amazing way to crush an energy vampire? Realize this, that it is all a choice. Nobody is forcing you to hang around with anybody you don't want to be around. You are consciously choosing to say, actually, I'm going to surround myself with this person. Sometimes, I get it, we don't know they are going to drain our energy down the line, but sometimes we actually do. Because even I, along my early journey, I would hang around certain people and know that they didn't really give me anything. They would actually make me really tired. But I chose to be around them. We become like the people we become like the people we surround ourselves with most often. So sometimes you gotta realize you gotta take responsibility, which means responding to your ability. Slow motion this side. The more responsibility you take, you'll realize actually it's not the energy vampire's problem. I have a part to play in this because I am choosing to invest my energy in that person and be around them. I don't have to do that. So you have power. You aren't entirely the victim here. What is the fifth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop people pleasing. Are you someone who loves to people please? Energy vampires feed off you people pleasing them, right? Kissing their butt. Sometimes you might be at work and you're people pleasing, right? Sometimes that's how energy vampires work. They know you are a people pleaser and they get you to people please even more. So stop people pleasing. Start being authentic. Start getting that clarity to know what you want in life and realize that, look, just because you don't want to do something, it doesn't make you a bad person. We have to take responsibility to say, actually, sometimes we just want to be loved. We just want to be accepted. So we people please, hoping that we can fit in, not realizing the other person may be an energy vampire. So to take back our power, it's not about getting everybody to like you. It's about how you see yourself, but more so asking yourself, am I staying true to myself in this present moment? That is the only thing that matters. And then energy vampires will no longer bother you. Like, where do they go? Nowhere to be seen. What is the sixth way, secret way, to crush an energy vampire? Be proud of who you are. And it's hard sometimes because in our society, we are made to feel so bad about everything, right? No, because it's time to start taking responsibility to realize actually you are good enough. And the more proud you are of yourself, people can't belittle you. They can't put you down because many times energy vampires work by tearing you down to lift themselves up. So the more you realize that and watch out for that, the more you start honoring yourself, you're proud of yourself, you got the confidence right now, energy vampires can no longer affect you. In fact, when they see you, they start running. Woo! Nowhere to be seen. What is the seventh secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop feeding into them. Many times we are around people and we feed into them. We feed into them through our thoughts. We pay them all our attention. We sometimes feed into the fear. We're around certain people and We feed into them by giving them our energy. Once again, we are choosing to give them our energy. Now, I've realized this, that once you take away the food from an energy vampire, once you take away the food from an energy vampire, once it can't eat, it's got to starve, right? So you want to take away the food. Stop feeding into certain people. What is the 8th secret way to crush an energy vampire? Don't endlessly argue with them. Sometimes, like, can we just chill out? We can just chill out. We can just do that, right? Okay. Because energy vampires sometimes like to press your buttons. They like to get on your nerves because they want you to argue with them. Through arguing with them, you are now once again feeding them. That's how they get full. That's how they get your energy. So when you stop arguing with them, there is no food for them, and now they have to starve. Slow motion this side. So that's really what I love to do along my journey, is to realize that I'm not just going to argue with people for the sake of arguing with them. I'm all about elevation, and sometimes, yes, you got to express yourself, but also you got to learn how to keep those boundaries. To say, if I'm arguing with someone, it means I'm going to be on the same frequency as them. To rise above it, you got to start changing your vibrational frequency, right? What is the 9th secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop gossiping. And I had to learn this along my early journey, that that's what energy vampires love. Sometimes someone might tell you something and you go and tell someone else. Gossip and drama, right? And now it's like a soap opera, right? Because once again, this is energy which is very low vibrational. And this is what energy vampires love. He say, she say, right? So I eliminated all gossip and drama out of my life many years ago. So I'm living a more stress-free life. And once you do that, you realize, once again, there is no food for these energy vampires. Because energy vampires love gossip, they love drama, they love commotion. And once you're not about that, well, they are nowhere to be seen. And what is the 10th secret way to crush an energy vampire? Pay them no attention. So we say paying attention because we don't even realize when you are paying someone attention, you are actually making a mental transaction to them. Slow motion this side. So stop paying people attention that you're not really interested in. You don't really care for them too much. They don't really care for you too much. They don't have your best interest at hand. Don't pay them any attention, and they will no longer affect you. Pay people attention who inspire you, who have helped you along your journey. Those are the people who deserve your attention. Those are the people who are worthy for your attention, not people who drain your energy. And the moment I learned this secret, stop paying attention to people who really don't even deserve my energy, life became a whole lot better. And there were no more energy vampires in sight. And then I just said, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And there you have it. We are out here. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Infinite waters. Diving deep. Once again, stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. you.
Gotta love Ralph. Gotta love Ralph Smart. So, guys, if you guys are just tuning in, I see that we have new callers. That was Ralph Smart, Energy Vampires. So, this show is Ask the Question, pretty much Ask Haru. And, you know, I am using my Oracle and Tarot deck, just to let you know. Just to let you know, guys, for the guys that are calling in to get readings, I am not the type of reader that predicts your future. I'm the type of reader that pretty much kind of tells you what it is you need to do in order to attract that in which you deepest desire. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how this works. So if you're looking for like a direct answer to where, you know, it's basically going to come back to me, you know, in April, you know what I mean? I'm not that type of reader, guys. So, you know, if you are called in and you have that type of question, you may want to hang up now, because I'm more in tune with, you know, redirecting you within, right? Leading you back to self. That's the type of reader that I am. So if you're not ready to do some of your self-work, I am not the reader for you. All right. So, guys, we have energy vampires, you know, in our lives, you know what I mean? And we do not know how to deal with the energy vampires a lot. And what Ralph gave you was 10 key steps in order how to deal with energy vampires. Again, you can find Ralph Smart on YouTube under Infinite Waters. He has an array of many different topics, you know what I mean? Energy vampires is one of my favorites. So, yeah, guys, I hope that you guys got something out of that. And we're going to be getting into chakras next. A lot of you guys have a lot of questions about chakras. And I'm going to be playing a clip from Ralph also about the chakras. But before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and jump back into the phone lines and just see if you guys are listening or if you guys have a question. So, yeah, let's go ahead and dive right in. So I see area code 480737. Are you just listening or do you have a question?
Hey, Keith, this is Garrett. I was just listening to the program, man.
All right, Garrett. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I thought that was you. I was like, that looks familiar.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Not a problem. Well, from what I heard, I really enjoyed that segment. I was able to catch the last few minutes of it. But, yeah, that was some interesting,
yeah,
powerful information.
Yeah. And, I mean, Ralph Smart, you know, I told Lisa about it as well, about Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters. I mean, this guy has an array of topics, Gary. You'll love, and I mean, it's not like rock, it's not like the deep stuff that you don't kind of catch on right away. I mean, you, like, get it right away. He simplifies things. He makes it easy for you to understand. You'll love him.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna definitely check him out.
All right, I'll put you back on mute. Thanks, brother.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and jump back into the phone line. Area code 917-538. You are on the line. Can you state your name and let me know where you're calling from and let me know if you have a question or if you're just listening.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Nisa. I really liked the it was so timely because something is happening to me at work where I'm not feeling so happy anymore, and I'm feeling the low frequencies. The staff and I kind of like on a different, living in a different world. You know, I do my thing, they're doing their thing. I barely talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
It came to this point where I barely talk to them, you know, only when it's necessary, and it's causing a lot of pain inside of me. I'm realizing, and I'm also like having a hard time being there and looking for other work, but it's very hard. I don't know what to do, and I'm also like, I don't really know the answers.
Yeah, it is. I mean, have you been in your job for a pretty good length of time?
Yeah, about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay. Do you love what you do? Let me ask you that.
I mean, I like to do more in-depth work, but I had for all of this time, I mean, I still am enjoying what I'm doing, you know, when I am working, I do enjoy what I do. It's not like, oh my God, this is horrible, you know, no.
Okay.
I do enjoy what I do, but I'm also done with it. I also feel like I've grown out of this job.
Okay. There we go. That and you know, you just, that's it right there. You know what I'm saying? So the frequency is, you've outgrown it. You know what I'm saying? And what it is that your heart, your mind, your body, your soul desires something more, something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when we're bound, when we're bound to these, you know, jobs or relationships or, you know, just plug in, whatever it is, you know, that is going to happen. That is going to happen indefinitely. So, have you ever just, you know, kind of thought about, okay, what could I do different? Like, what can I do that would make me more exciting, will make it more exciting for me to come to work? Or what, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, if you can't move around at the time, maybe you're the one to kind of spice things up a bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, at work, you mean? I mean, I already feel like I'm doing that. I already try to make it exciting for myself, but it comes to a point where you've kind of done everything, you know? There's basically nothing more for me to do there. I'm done. And I am waiting for the new opportunity. I'm not, like, I am waiting, and I'm, you know, it's the holiday season, so it's maybe a little slower to get the job right now. So, you know, I have to be very patient, but I can't wait for something new to happen in my life. You know, I'm kind of like too much in pain. I was in too much pain today, and I don't really get it. You know, I don't get all the feelings that I have, but I didn't feel good today, and you know, who knows what's why or what, you know.
I mean, I'll tell you why. Yeah, the reason why is because, you know, you said it all. You know what I'm saying? You're done. And, you know, this is a tricky situation because, you know, you happen to be there in a situation when your spirit, you know, when time's up. You know, when time's up, time is up. You know what I'm saying? So, from the card that I pulled for you, it's funny that everything that you said, the Five of Pentacles that I pulled for you, is exactly what you're explaining. You know what I'm saying? This is a person who, you know, in a negative career, you know what I'm saying, that they're pretty much negativity that's surrounding them. And pretty much, okay, here's the solution. The solution is this: to pretty much safeguard your finances, pretty much start to use proper planning in order for you to move around, but start to put into place, you know, your plan. Start mapping out your plan and start utilizing mind mapping in order to, you know, create your way out of this situation. That's what it's going to take.
Well, yes, that's kind of like, you know, visualizing, feeling the new job. That's stuff
right.
I'm implementing now.
Okay.
Yeah, that good stuff, and doing having to discipline and doing that daily to get out of this situation. You know,
where's the butt?
Literally get myself out of here, because you know when I'm gone, they're gonna be in deep trouble for a while because no one's gonna take over my place. Tomorrow, you know, they will go through an interview process, which will take 3-4 months, and they have to go get through the accreditation, and they will have no idea what to do because I was doing a lot of the work.
Right, exactly.
And, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's great, but, you know, that's not going to be your problem. You know what I'm saying? What's going to be most important, is your spiritual health. And the situation that you're in right now is very detrimental to your spiritual health. Moreover.
No, it's very detrimental. It's psychologically unhealthy.
All of it. You know what I mean?
I can quit.
All of it.
I mean, I can quit and I can live off of my savings for a while. But I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to stress me out even more, right?
You know, it might, but here's the thing. You have to weigh it out. You know what I'm saying? You have to weigh out the duality of it. You know, like, okay, is it going to be worse for me to stay in this sick environment that I'm in? You know, going to work, dreading going to work, dragging your feet, all of that. Or, you know, even though I'll probably be stressed out just a tad with living off my savings, I'm also free. You know what I mean? I don't have to go through that. And you can have more time. You can free your time and space up to figure out. You'll have more time to figure out, you know, and attract what it is that you deepest desire. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And this isn't going to be easy.
It does make sense, and I'm very scared of that because I used to wait and wait and wait. I had no job, and I used to wait and wait, and that was another, like, I got so sick of, like, not working that that's another problem that I used to have. You know, now I have a job, and it feels equally bad, you know, to be in one, but to be to have no job means like, okay, I can fill my days up with certain things, but there will be too much emptiness in my life going on, which I have no idea how to fill that up.
Well,
you know,
I was going to say, you may not have no idea in this moment of now, you know what I'm saying? But who's to say if you were to let go of the very thing that's weighing you down, who's to say that the universe won't have for you, you know, like everything will start lining up. You know what I mean? Once we let go of that in which that holds us down, the universe starts to align things up for us, right? So, you know, you just have to take the risk sometimes and let go of the what ifs, or, you know, or we have to let go of all of that chatter. You know what I mean? About how it won't work. And we have to be more focused on how it will work.
Exactly.
So you have to really kind of take charge of your reality. You know what I'm saying? Take charge of your reality.
Yeah, this has to end. I mean, I'm really feeling done there. I'm feeling done.
You are.
And
I mean, love, you
answered
your own question. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, you said
severe boredom.
Right. It's severe boredom. There we go. And that's the worst. I mean, I've been through it myself. But, you know, my personal experience, it just happened to me recently. I had to let it all go. You know what I mean? And it was hard. I mean, I took a financial hit, you know, and lost my car, you know, lost a lot. But guess what? Where I'm at today, I promise you, I feel like it was worth the risk. I feel like I'm at my highest peak in the now moment. But I had to take that risk, and I had to let that go, in which was weighing me down. And it was hard, but I did it. You know what I mean? And guess what? I was scared as hell. But guess what? The universe started to align things. Like, I didn't even know. It was coming so fast. I was like, what is happening? You know what I mean? But time is speeding up. So, like, we don't have to wait those long periods anymore. Like, if we desire it at our deepest level, you can manifest it rapidly. If you do the work, you can do this. You can do this.
What about, you know, what do you see this job that I really like? Do you see that one coming through?
Well, let me see. Hold on. All right, yes, I do see it coming through, but here's the thing. You're going to have to do the work in order to get there, right?
Okay.
So, like, so what you're telling me is that you already have another job in mind?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, the card that I pulled for you as far as the Oracle sense is concerned is to, you know, this is about image. This is about reflections. This is about the law of attraction. This is about enlightenment, right? And this is about your headspace, right? So, like, you have to be in a clear headspace, and you have to know that it will work. You have to use your energy in order to attract this in which you deepest desire, which means that you have to kind of be in balance with yourself. Like, your headspace, you have to be in balance, and you're not going to be in a great space of balance at the job that you're in now.
Yeah, okay, so you're, oh, darn it, I did not want to use up my financial resources, but, yeah, maybe I should quit and just be free.
Yeah.
And just do whatever I want to do for a little bit.
You know what? That's the best feeling in the world, I promise you. It's scary as hell, I won't lie. But that is the best feeling when you do that. You know what I mean? So I would encourage
you, know
you to
what?
Kind of wrap.
You know what? I want to say one thing that I'm really glad that I have that choice today. Like, as a child, we had to stay home. You know, we didn't have a choice to leave the house. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the parents. We were stuck with them, you know. But here,
right.
I'm not stuck with these people. I can, you know, leave anytime. There's no problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
yeah.
is that I do need that paycheck every other week, so.
Right. I do understand it. I do understand that. So, and I mean that, and sometimes that is what bounds us. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you said you need the paycheck.
Well,
sometimes that's
well,
what bounds us.
Well, I have to kind
us.
Of like meditate on, you know, what God wants me to do. You know, what does God want
right.
me to do? And I need to listen to that, really. And because things will come into alignment once, then, you know, I do have some kind of, I do have, on, you know, some business to finish, you know. I was working with some people that I, you know, promised placements and jobs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to place them in a job before I leave. I cannot just leave them stranded. You know, I worked like over a year with them and to get them job ready, and I'm not just going to leave them stranded, you know.
Mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Because no one will take care of them.
Right. So, I mean, that's great. You know, that's a great way to kind of let go. You know what I mean? You're letting go in good intention. You know, you're doing the right thing. But you know in your heart of hearts that you needed to let it go. But setting people up, you know, for success before you leave is a great thing to do. Absolutely.
Yes.
That'll be a good
deal. At least for these two people. Two or three people that I want to work. Yeah, I will do that.
Good for you. The fact that you are thinking about others and you're willing to do that says a lot about your character. So that's good.
Well, yeah,
so
I mean,
good.
The people that I work with are nice. It's just that my colleagues are like, they're just,
it.
You know.
Yeah, trust me, I've been there.
I can't believe there can be people that are low functioning. That's why I was like, wow, what you were, like, sharing about the energy vampires and stuff, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk about how toxic this environment is or about them or just, you know, I have my pain. I'll look, you know, I'll work with it with my God, and that's it.
That's it. So you got it. So you know what to do. And I hope that I was able to help you in some kind of way.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being here for us tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was my pleasure. This is what I love, right? So, yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. I'll do more shows like this in the future if you ever suggest, you know, follow the show and stay tuned.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and good luck to you.
Peace.
Bye. All right, guys. You guys are awesome and amazing. We're about to come to a close. But before we come to a close, guys, I want to play one last video from you. And this is about the chakras. Now, I'm not going to play the Ralph Smart piece about the chakras because it's kind of lengthy. But I want to encourage you guys, again, to follow Ralph Smart's YouTube channel, which is a great YouTube channel. Again, an array of different topics. I mean, I keep saying Ralph's name throughout the show because he is just freaking amazing. So be sure that you guys check that out. All right, so this last piece is how to open your seven chakras, the science of the chakras, spoken by Avatar, right? So it was this cartoon. And this simple cartoon broke down the chakras, guys. So whatever you guys are doing, just really zone in and really listen to what this Avatar is telling you about the chakras. It is simply amazing. So if you're into spirituality, you know about the chakras. If not, you know, I encourage you to go to Infinite Waters, and I encourage you to type in Infinite Water Chakras. And, you know, just kind of research what the chakras are and how the chakras need to be aligned and all that, what, you know, the seven different chakras and all that, right? All right, so we're going to jump back in. I'm going to play this 10-minute, you know, YouTube clip. So, guys, it's very insightful. You guys are going to enjoy. And then after the clip, we'll be right back.
In your note, you said you could teach me to gain control of the avatar state. How?
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world. And the first step to gaining balance begins with this. Drink up.
Ugh, it tastes like onion and banana juice.
That's because it is. Yum, yum. In order to master the avatar state, you must open all the chakras. And tell me everything you know about chakras.
What are chakras?
Oh, I see. I guess we'll start with the basics. The water flows through this creek much like the energy flows through your body. As you see, there are several pools where the water swirls around before flowing on. These pools are like our chakras.
So chakras are pools of spiraling energy in our bodies?
Exactly. If nothing else were around, this creek would flow pure and clear. However, life is messy, and things tend to fall in the creek. And then what happens?
The creek can't flow?
Yes, but if we open the paths between the pools,
the energy flows.
There are seven chakras that go up the body. Each pool of energy has a purpose and can be blocked by a specific kind of emotional muck. Be warned, opening the chakras is an intense experience, and once you begin this process, you cannot stop until all seven are open. Are you ready?
I'll do whatever it takes.
First, we will open the earth chakra, located at the base of the spine. It deals with survival and is blocked by fear. What are you most afraid of? Let your fears become clear to you. And your vision is not real. You are concerned for your survival, but you must surrender those fears. Let your fears flow down the creek. You have opened your earth chakra. Next is the
water chakra.
Brilliant! Maybe one day you will be a guru too. This chakra deals with pleasure and is blocked by guilt. Now, look at all the guilt which burdens you so. What do you blame yourself for?
I ran away. Those people.
Accept the reality that these things happened, but do not let them cloud and poison your energy. If you are to be a positive influence on the world, you need to forgive yourself. Third is the fire chakra, located in the stomach.
My fire chakra would like to eat something other than onion banana juice.
Good one. Moving on. This chakra deals with willpower and is blocked by shame. What are you ashamed of? What are your biggest disappointments in yourself?
I'm never gonna firebend again. I can't.
You will never find balance if you deny this part of your life. You are the avatar, and therefore, you are a firebender.
That chakra opened less like a flowing creek and more like a burping bison.
Tastes like onions and bananas, but strangely something else. Pickles?
The fourth chakra is located in the heart. It deals with love and is blocked by grief. Lay all your grief out in front of you. A great loss. But love is a form of energy, and it swirls all around us. The air nomad's love for you has not left this world. It is still inside of your heart and is reborn in the form of new love. Let the pain flow away. Very good.
Can I have some onion banana juice, please?
The fifth in the chain is the sound chakra, located in the throat. It deals with truth and is blocked by lies, the ones we tell ourselves.
Why didn't you tell us you were the Avatar? Because I never wanted to be.
You cannot lie about your own nature. You must accept that you are the Avatar. Very good, Aang. You have opened the chakra of truth. The sixth pool of energy is the light chakra, located in the center of the forehead. It deals with insight and is blocked by illusion. The greatest illusion of this world is the illusion of separation. Things you think are separate and different are actually one and the same.
Like the four nations.
Yes, we are all one people, but we live as if divided.
We're all connected. Everything is connected.
That's right. Even the separation of the four elements is an illusion. If you open your mind, you will see that all the elements are one, four parts of the same whole. Even metal is just a part of earth that has been purified and refined.
This is the last chakra, isn't it?
Yes. Once you open this chakra, you will be able to go in and out of the Avatar state at will. And when you are in the Avatar state, you will have complete control and awareness of all your actions.
Let's do this.
The thought chakra is located at the crown of the head. It deals with pure cosmic energy and is blocked by earthly attachment. Meditate on what attaches you to this world. Let all of those attachments go. Let them flow down the river, forgotten.
What? Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Learn to let her go, or you cannot let the pure cosmic energy flow in from the universe.
Why would I choose cosmic energy over Katara? How could it be a bad thing that I feel an attachment to her? Three chakras ago, that was a good thing.
You must learn to let go.
I'm sorry, but I can't let go of Katara.
Aang, to master the Avatar state, you must open all the chakras. Surrender yourself.
Okay, I'll try.
Now think of your attachments and let them go. Let the pure cosmic energy flow.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That is just awesome. I love that video. In my sessions, I recommend that video to a lot of my clients. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if you just really listen to it and really meditate on it, you know, that little boy and that guru was just pretty much breaking it down for you. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys got something out of that. Now, please join us Saturday at 11, I believe it's 11 a.m. Central and 12 p.m. Eastern, where Dwight Jolly has a segment called Helping You Find Your Truth, which is normally on Fridays at 7 Central. But, you know, the guest that he invited is actually only going to be available Saturday a.m. So Saturday we're gonna have three shows, and the first show is gonna be they're gonna teach you more in depth when it comes to the chakras. So be sure that you guys stay in tune, join them for that show. And it's also in the if you're following the show and you signed up to get emails or anything like that, it's going to be available to you. It's already there in the lineup, so you can see that there. And I thank all of you guys who called in. You know, I hope I answered your questions. I'm sorry that I couldn't answer a lot of you guys' questions, you know what I mean, that you asked. But, you know, really the type of reader that I am, you are required to do your footwork. And I always redirect you back into within yourself on what you need to do in order to attract that in which you desire. So I wasn't able to help a few people, and that's okay. Again, those that I did help, you're welcome, and thank you, you know, for just calling in and just, you know, opening up and being vulnerable live on air. You know, you don't have to tell all your business, but you know what I mean? It's just you have to give me something in order, you know what I mean? I need to get a feel. You know, I can't just answer a question that you throw out there when you don't give me any type of background. So, you know, hey, whatever kind of readers or whoever's out there doing readings, whatever, I'm my own guy. You know, I'm a standalone guy, and I pretty much do it, you know, my way, right? So, you know what? I think I'm going to play a prank for tonight. Stop running in the hall. Sorry. But, yeah, so I hope you guys are following the show. I hope you guys go ahead and join our Facebook group. Our Facebook group, we have a lot, all the shows that are coming up, you know, we have them posted there. And you guys, we have an amazing show coming up tomorrow, and that show is Marriage Codes, Marriage Licenses Decoded. And Sergio of Tasmania, he is actually going to be coming on teaching on that. And the show is called Operation Wake the Fuck Up, which is going to be every second Thursday of each month. And Operation Wake the Fuck Up is, you know, he's going to be bringing the heat, you know what I'm saying? So we have a great show lineup for you guys. I'm not going to get into the whole show lineup. Join our Facebook group. You guys can, under announcement, you guys can see the lineup. We literally have a host on each day of the week, and we actually have more hosts that are coming to teach our classroom segments, which are on Thursdays. But we have different, you know, I'm going to conduct at least one, but we also have other hosts that are coming on board. And, yeah, everything is pretty much going to be full. I mean, we're packed, you know, so thank all of the hosts. You know, you guys are amazing. Gary, Lisa, Jamila, Terry, Dwight, Sasha and Candace, Professor Kaba, who am I missing? Tiki. Yeah, all of you guys are amazing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This has went off. Yeah, everything's just taken off so rapidly. So, yeah, I mean, we put the work in, you know, in our energy. You know what I'm saying? We've been through low energy vibration places, you know what I'm saying? But we don't allow that to affect us or detour us, you know what I'm saying? If we don't feel like we're free, cut it. Snip it. You know, nip it in the bud. So, you know, we deserve to be free, right? And that's going to take, freedom takes risk, right? And I too believe that freedom is also, not believe, no, Renee Hamilton, which is going to be back on the show, which has been on the platform, teaches me that, you know, belief that, no. You know, we're in the age of knowing, right? All right, so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show, guys. Thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate you guys so much. And, yeah, we're going to go out with Frank Sinatra my way. Please stay tuned for updates. And if you want to book a private session, visit my website. Everything is in the show notes, my email and my website. My website is going to be www.enhancingawareness.net. If you guys want to get a private session, you can get all the information and the services that I offer there. All right, guys, peace and love, and tomorrow join Sergio as he gives you Operation Wake the Fuck Up, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Peace and love.
My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall. I've laughed and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not the right to say.